Have you ever wondered what life is like for a phone sex operator? Well, you've come to the right place for something a little sexy. I'm your host, Celine Starr, and this is Whimsical Sexperts. Hey, this is Celine, and welcome to my sex bite. So this little sex bite is going to be about another call that I took one of my very first nights. It was crazy, let me tell you. I answered the phone and I said, "Hey, this is Celine." And I was told right away that I should never answer the phone that way and that it just sounds terrible and it should never be something that I say. And immediately my brain dings in, you know, because I have a kinky brain. Not sure if we've gone over this yet, but I'm very kinky. Kinks and fetishes are some of my favorite things to investigate and research. Of course, it's for my job now, so that's real handy when you have to know a little bit more about a certain fetish or a certain kink and you get paid for it. But immediately, my kink sensors are going off. They're just ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, this guy's dominant. He's definitely a dominant. And so he's insulting me about my greeting, and I just answer with, "Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir." And he stopped, and he did hang up on me, which, you know, it happens. He definitely hung up on me because he was unhappy with me, which is not normally why people hang up on me, but because they're not normally unhappy with me. However, this particular gentleman just was really determined to get the most submissive answer out of me. And so he got that out of me. He said, "Okay, well, fine." And then he disconnected the call. And I was a little bit nervous about this because this is the first time that someone had responded negatively to me in this job. And, you know, and sometimes, especially when you're first starting, you get that little pitfall and you're like, "Oh my God, what happened? You know, why did that happen? What did I say?" Because there's no feedback. Unlike my corporate jobs that happened before this, I don't get any feedback about how I'm doing or whether I'm doing great unless that client decides to give me some kind of feedback about it or they tell me about it, you know, when we're done talking. But this was well before I even understood or knew any of that. This was definitely when I was first getting my toes wet. I was just kind of dragging them in the water, you know. The water's real cold sometimes when you don't know what you're doing. But this gentleman, for the most part, he hung up on me and I was totally terrified about what I had done wrong. I was like, "Oh no, you know, something is going to happen and this makes me feel really bad." However, I sent out an email to this gentleman, so I have a way to do that, and I apologized, and I said, "I do apologize for my greeting. I'm so sorry. I'll adjust that. If ever you want to call me again, please feel free. Here's some time to call me," which sometimes I'll send out a couple of minutes here and there, just to be nice. You know, it doesn't cost me anything. And sometimes it's nice just to have a little conversation. But so a few hours go by and I've been taking other calls and doing things around my house because in phone sex work, you get to do that. And this guy calls me back and I know it's him. I can tell. Immediately I answer, "Good evening. This is Celine." And that's how I got my greeting down for all calls. No matter who they are, I always answer, "Good evening, good afternoon, good morning," because it sounds sexy, you know, when you hear me say, "Good evening, this is Celine." It's sexy, right? Instead of, "Hey, this is Celine." Anybody can hear that. So that was one of the pivotal calls in how I made my decisions. More about this guy, definitely, I'm sure, will come up later. That was how I adjusted my greetings. But after he taught me about my greeting, you know, this gentleman, we proceeded to launch into this fantastically sexy call about my feet and foot fetishes abound in so many places. So we ended up talking about what size shoe I wear, what kinds of shoes that I like, what sorts of things, you know, I like to wear as far as my clothing. Do I have any black leggings? Do I have a magic wand? Can I hear the magic wand? Can I hear you come with the magic wand? And actually, he was a very domineering person. So a lot of it wasn't even a question about whether I should get it. It was a demand. It was a get your wand, turn it on. I want it at this speed. And of course, I'm on the other side. And I will tell you, I'm not worried. I don't have a problem like masturbating along with my clients because it's fun. Like, why cut out the fun part if you can manage? You know, if I'm in the mood, I definitely want to play along. So, and these were some of my first calls, and I was so silly when I first started this job. I had to have everything set. I had to prep for everything. But regardless of all of that, it was kind of kinky to talk to this guy, and it was stunning. So yeah, so we were discussing his kinks and fetishes, and oh man, this caller, he offered me the moon. He was like, I'll send you this and send you that, and I'll send you, you know, all of this nice stuff. And I was so naive at that point. You really shouldn't always believe what they say. And so I have a new policy. I don't believe it until I see it. But, you know, sometimes it's just fantasy, and that's okay. But it was something that prompted me to get my post box. So post boxes are nice. They allow for a lot of nice things. Like, I can give it out and not worry about anything. I don't have to be stalked. It's so wonderful. But anyway, this dominant, he was very compelling on my very first night, I believe, first or second night that I started taking calls. And he shaped what I wanted to do because I am not super submissive. I don't like to play on the submissive side as much. I am a switch, but I'm much more domineering. So even talking about being submissive is very difficult to even fathom. Putting myself in that space as a submissive when I'm a dominant, it's very complicated. So I definitely was a big, big eye opener as to what I should promote myself as, and maybe not be quite so much of a jack of all trades, but find my focus, which I know you've heard me talk about before. So yeah. That's a Sex Bite. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks again for listening in. To get regular updates, exclusive content, and to engage with me directly, you can find me on Twitter at SexandWhimsy. That's the at symbol, and then capital S-E-X, capital A-N-D, capital W-H-I-M-S-Y. Share this with all your deviant friends and divergent people, as each episode is completely free and easy to find on any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you find yourself wanting more, come join me every Sunday for a new episode. Let me know if you've listened by tapping in on Twitter, or come visit me on whimsicalsexperts.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a sexy, salacious day.